This is Glenn.
Hello.
Hi, is that Glenn?
Yes.
It's Tony and Ryan. How you doing?
Oh, good day, guys. Good, thanks.
Hi. Oh, my God. It's early. What are you up to, Glenn?
Oh, would you believe I'm out checking the cows? They're just having some baby calves at the moment, so keeping an eye on it all.
Tony, we're on a farm.
Oh, my God. Well, would you move this podcast?
I would absolutely move this podcast.
Yay!
I really hope that doesn't catch up.
No, just for Glenn.
Just for Glenn.
Hi, it's Glenn from Southern Queensland, and I approve this podcast.
Well, welcome to...
Oh, no, you go.
Oh, sorry.
You're all right?
Welcome to the Ryan and Tony podcast.
This feels weird.
Yeah, it does. Sorry, I'll stop.
Sometimes I say Ryan and Tony by mistake and we both just go...
Sometimes, yeah, that does happen.
It's jarring.
It's worse, though, whenever someone says to me, like, oh, are Ryan and Tony coming? Because I'm like, why doesn't that sound right?
Yeah, who are those guys?
Like, you know how every relationship, like, one person's name always goes first?
You're Tony and Torbs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if, yeah, that sounds.
What a Bridget
more, right?
And I.
Ryan and Bridget, Bridget and Ryan. I'd probably say Ryan and Bridget.
You would, putting the man first because you hate women.
Yeah, I want to savor saying Bridget's name, so I'm like, oh, it's the run up. It's the run up of the surprise. How was your You went away on the weekend. You look great.
Do I?
Yeah.
Feel relaxed.
Your feet are so soft from that foot spa.
Yeah. I've got a theory. And I want you to tell me if you believe in this theory.
I don't. If it's one of yours.
I believe you're the average of the people you spend the most time with. You're a product of your surrounds. You
know,
people who are around you, things that are around you will impact the person you are. For instance.
So it's a bit like you are what you eat.
Yeah. For instance, say if you lived in a share house, and the share house is the best way to explain this, but imagine like if you work with people or hang out with people a lot, but if you work... But if you lived in a share house where everyone was like fit and healthy, like you would probably end up being more fit and healthy because you're seeing people with better habits and you'd pick stuff up and you would just subconsciously like go, oh, yeah, maybe I'll come with you next week.
Yeah.
And that sort of thing.
I see.
If you live in a share house and everyone's drinking heaps, partying hard, like you're going to go, oh, that looks a bit of fun. Maybe I will come out with you guys on the weekend.
Because even if you don't play, you're still getting no sleep because they're still partying in the house. So you're like, I might as well have fun.
Can't beat them, join them. And also if you live and hang out with everyone who – has a side hustle or their own business, I reckon after a while you'd start going, oh, maybe I could do that.
I do have a lot of spare time.
Yeah, what would I? And so, like, the people you hang out with is who you kind of become. It doesn't change you, but it can help shape you.
Yeah. I wish I was more like Torbs because he's very calm and doesn't get stressed or flapped ever.
Yeah, is that rubbed off on you?
No.
Although you have changed, though. Remember, well, because you're more calm before.
Oh,
and often you'll say things like, oh, that would have used to have really fucked
That's
me up.
That's true. That is true. Yeah. Even this morning when we got in here, I was like, sorry for being a bit spiky before. I was a bit sharp this morning.
Yeah.
And you were like, oh, mate, don't worry about it.
Didn't even know.
Where normally I would be like, bah, all day.
Yep.
Yeah. Just a huge
Would you?
Bitch.
Would you? No.
Oh, I didn't think that. No. Yeah. Great save.
So if you're a regular listener of the Tony and Ryan podcast, then it means that you and Tony, we're all hanging out a fair bit. And if you're hanging out with Tony Lodge, is Tony's foul mouth rubbing off on you and the people around you and impacting your life? Now, we discussed this last week when my wife Bridget met someone with a PhD.
Yep.
And
a doctorate.
Yep. 5-year thesis study. Yep. A doctor in their field of biology in this circumstance.
Uh-huh.
And usually Bridget would be fascinated by this.
Science
and she'd
nerd.
Like, tell me about the science. Tell me about the biology. What did you study? How'd you go about it? What were your methods? Oh, this is fascinating.
Yep.
But instead, the only thing she could think about when finding out he had a PhD was saying,
pretty huge dick.
And fair to her that she did that. I just think we take what we want from a situation. It's not my fault.
Today's episode, as you know already because you've clicked on it, is called How Has Tony Lodge Ruined Your Life?
I hate this and I feel like it is character assassination.
Reese Wooten. The Big Woot.
The Big Woot. He doesn't count.
Fuck Me Dead has so easily entered my everyday vocabulary. Now people often asking me, what is that and why would I want that? Because he's in a different continent.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
not as culturally appropriate.
I see.
So when something happens.
Isn't the Big Woot, he's Northern Irish, right?
Yeah. And he's saying, fuck me dead. And they're like, yeah. do you want to be fucked to death?
Sure. Is it oh, that's thing? Not very good, is it? Well, the Big Woot, what I have to say to that is censor yourself.
Isabel Cat.
Meow.
When I hear something I don't like or disapprove of, instead of saying no or I don't like that, I now just do a loud dry reach sound. She's like, that's her go-to. And she's...
It's pretty handy.
The thing is that you and I, when we're hanging out, aren't in like business meetings.
No.
We're not in the office.
No.
Where there's sort of this higher standard.
It's just the two of us.
Yeah. But when you're in those places, there is a bit of a formal language, a bit of a procedure, a bit of...
Well, you have to be respectful because it's other people's workplace. So you have to feel comfortable.
Not only other people's workplace, other people's work.
Yeah.
So when someone hypothetically in Isabel's life says, hey guys, here's the pitch deck for the next month's, whatever. I think the strategy is we're going to, because they're in marketing.
Yeah.
The strategy is we're going to get, I'm really trying to skirt around outing the company.
Okay.
Here's the, strategy for the next month to sell these products.
So the brief of whatever.
I think we're going to go with this angle. And instead of going, is that aligning with the goal? She just went, ugh!
Oh, you can't be doing that. And that's, how do you want me to respond to this? Do you want me to take,
I'm
say
just letting
sorry?
You know.
What do you want me to do?
I'm just letting you know. I'm just sharing with other tarpers how you can, take a seat, mate, and just enjoy the ride.
Oh, mate, I wouldn't have woken up early if I knew I wasn't needed today.
Oh, no, you're needed. You are needed.
You can't be throwing up at people. That's your fault.
Okay, yeah.
I'm not going to take that one on board.
Tennille Janes. I've used the word cum guns a few times, and this beautiful expression has been warmly received.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah.
I would take advantage of that one. Yep, you're welcome for that one, Tennille.
Keely says, I now meow more than my cat does.
What a vision.
Nikki Cecilia. Anytime I'm... Okay, there's a few backhanded compliments and a few backhand, just straight up insults, but I feel like...
Okay. They're Nikki's, all said with love.
Nikki is trying to be positive and maybe doesn't even realise a few of the sharp jabs in this statement.
Ooh, okay. Oh, my God.
Anytime I'm telling a story that goes nowhere and is all over the place, I always end up saying, anyway, in my best Tony Lodge voice and get myself back on track.
I never tell stories that don't go anywhere.
Does the anyway feel...
Well, yeah. I guess I... Anyway. but do I tell stories? Is that what she's saying?
I'm just reading the comments,
bro. Oh, okay.
I just work
I'll
here.
I'll chat with her probably.
I just work here. Cassandra Louise. Not so much ruined, but as a nurse who works in physical rehab... and helping people in rehab who have, had traumatic experiences.
Oh, wow.
Whenever one of my client meets one of their goals or gets discharged, I say you love to see it.
Oh, that's really nice.
That is really nice.
When we first started doing this podcast, that was one of your first things that you pitched that we should do.
Yep.
And it is so nice that people are saying it and using it. That's lovely.
That is lovely.
I like that's more of a one of yours actually.
No, oh, no, you claim
so
it.
So the first good one you get to take. Yeah.
It. How has Tony ruined your life and how has Ryan just made your life so much better? Oh, you're welcome. Now I'm liking this is my favorite episode so far.
Okay.
That would have been a nice one to end on, which is a real shame because we've got a couple of few more to go. Benjamin Twig. And I'm loving Benjamin Twig.
Yeah, Big Twig.
Big Twig.
Big tree.
The trunk.
The oak.
I can't say ambulance correctly anymore, which has become an issue because I work in health.
Oh, my God.
How do you say
paramedic car. Ambulance.
I work in the health sector and I have to psych myself up if I see the word coming and tell my mental lexicon to silence itself so I can remember to say ambulance instead of ambulance, and I end up getting tongue-tied and looking like a real idiot. Thanks, tea bags.
Oh. Oh my God. Big tree, that I have no advice for you. However, when I have watched like too much of a TV show, I say it in real life and people that get it are like, haha, yeah, I've seen that as well. But then other people are like, what?
What?
People just think you're an idiot. Like, and a really big one in Kath and Kim is they say, oh, I'm absolutely gropeable instead of ropeable, like about being angry.
Yeah.
And so if I ever go, oh, I'm gropeable about that, people are like, ew, you know, it's ropeable. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, so I'm sorry about it affecting your job. There's a few people whose jobs are being affected by me. That's not
positive,
great.
Positive or negative? So in your favourite show, Brooklyn Nine-Nine,
yep.
When Andy Samberg's character gets stressed or, you know, overwhelmed, or yeah, he finds out some information that like stresses him out,
uh-huh,
he always kind of goes, cool, 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 because he's like trying to be calm, and it's like it's a sign of like he's clearly
sure
not cool, 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 cool.
Sounds really good. Anyway.
So sometimes I'll say that and people also don't get it.
Well, if you say it to, I'm the only person you talk to, so of course I'm not going to
cool,
get it.
Cool, cool, cool. And you're like, shut up. You
I
said
don't
it once.
I think I've ever said that. I don't think I've ever heard you say that. Maybe you don't get stressed with me because I'm an easygoing girl.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool, cool.
Final one. And this is my favorite from Ashley Legg.
Oh, is she an arm or a leg?
Is that a third leg or is that your husband? I introduced my husband to some work friends. So we had work drinks on a Friday and husband's like, oh, I'm in town. Come meet the girls from work and we'll have a drink and blah,
that's
blah, blah,
nice,
before we go out to dinner. I said, this is my husband, when I introduced him. Married for 9 years, doing it for 12.
Oh.
My husband and my work colleagues did not appreciate the comedy.
Oh. Ex-husband, ex-friends, obviously.
Maybe that's like we were just talking about. Oh, if you've heard this random podcast in Australia, you would get it.
You'd get it.
And they're like, well, we haven't, so shut the fuck up. That's just rude.
Hi, it's Glenn from Southern Queensland, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
Massive shout out to a few of our champion tarpers over at our Patreon. We post a lot of exclusive content over there. My blog every Wednesday. We do a live stream for the champion tarpers once a month, which we're deciding on a theme at the moment for this month for August. Heaps of exclusive content. So if you're interested, you can check out the link in our bios. But a big thank you to a few of the people that are already over there. Rebecca, Heard Is Harder, thank you so much. Laura Smith, Cat B, meow. Jake Eddie, Ali Bridget, thank you so much. Mary Zucha, Jolie Reagans, the Mermaid Goddess.
Is that the first name?
The Mermaid Goddess. Lise Izzo and Sarah Caslin, thank you so much for being part of our Patreon. We fucking love to see it.
Do love to see it. The Patreons also get to choose the movie we watch.
They absolutely do.
And this week, why are we talking about music docos? We got excited about music docos.
I watched the Shania Twain documentary last week.
Yeah.
Just off my own back. No, it wasn't for the show or
not
anything.
Not required. Personal choice.
Extracurricular viewing.
Yeah.
And I fucking loved it. And I just wanted to let everybody know that it was really good. So then we were like, oh my God, we should do music docos for the film this week.
Interestingly.
Yeah.
After pumping up Shania Twain, we somehow forgot to include it.
We forgot to put it on the list. So we were sitting there, we were like, oh, what should we add? And then people in the comments of the Patreon post were like, oh, you should have put on Shania Twain's new one on Netflix. And I was like, that is why we made the thing.
Good call.
So that we could put it on, but we forgot. But what we did remember to put on, Miss Americana, which is the Taylor Swift doco on Netflix, Halftime, the J-Lo one, Amy, the Amy Winehouse documentary and Gaga 5 foot two, which I obviously wanted to win as a Gaga stan.
J-Lo was last by a mile.
Yeah, it did. Absolutely shocking.
I watched Halftime a few weeks ago.
Did you like J-Lo. It?
I liked parts of it. I like J-Lo.
Yeah, who doesn't?
The whole doco was sort of felt like her whinging that she hadn't won an Oscar. Do you remember me telling you that?
Yeah, I do actually.
So, what was the movie Hustlers?
Oh,
great movie. Yeah. Funny.
I haven't seen it actually.
Yeah, you should watch it. It's great.
You know what's a great movie of J-Lo's? Monster-in-Law.
Yeah?
The movie with Jane Fonda as her mother-in-law.
Right,
and they like,
yeah.
It's a fucking such good movie. I watch it like every couple of months. It's really good.
Every couple of months.
It's like on my rotation. Yeah.
I reckon Bridget's watched Devil's Wears Prada's four times since we watched it.
I did not like Devil's Wears Prada's.
But that's her like go-to.
Yeah, right.
Whatever. 4% chose J-Lo. But the winner was Amy Winehouse. Have we...
What?
Who typed this between you and me?
I did. I did not know that Winehouse didn't have an H.
It sounds like she's whining.
Well,
the way it's written.
Yeah, but I was just like, surely it's not W-I-N-E, like as in like a glass of wine. But it actually is.
Yeah,
so that was my, and every other place I've typed it, I typed with an H, W-H-I-N-E.
So let's peel back the curtain.
Okay.
Every week you do a rap and it's fun and it's to music and we give you a hype man or whatever. And you're like, great, this week's movie is Amy. I'll watch it tonight. I'll write a bit of a rap.
And we'll have a good time.
What were you expecting the movie to be?
First of all, you'd already seen this and I hadn't. And so I feel like maybe it would have been a good time for you to go, hey, maybe not given the way we talk about the movie. That's okay though.
Yeah.
Well, now we know for next time.
Nah, you're right.
You will cop that.
I will cop that because when you said, hey, is this like not quite right? And I went, yeah, no, I was thinking that.
And I was like, when did you think that? Yeah, when was that? So I obviously...
Run me through how you're watching it.
So obviously, to start with, I know how she passed away.
Yeah.
And obviously, so it's fucking sad.
Yeah.
Like, it is fucking sad. But I guess I didn't think that the whole film would... It's like over 2 hours long.
Mm.
The whole thing is, need I say... harrowing.
You do need say.
It is like a really, it's quite a dark like movie. Yeah. And obviously that just, it sounds like the dumbest comment to make because obviously what happened to her is fucking sad.
Mm.
Obviously like the dark side of fame and everything, it's really hard for people to deal with. But I definitely wasn't expecting it to be quite as like heart-wrenching and sad to watch. Like,
what did Torb say when you said that?
He goes, what were you fucking expecting?
And then what did I say this morning?
What were you fucking expecting? But I just like, I guess I figured they would talk more about like her wins rather than her losses. Mm. And also the format of the, so if anybody hasn't watched it, it's like home footage.
It's like a vlog. Is that a weird thing to say?
Yeah, like, it's like they've all gotten around her with a camcorder since she was like 15 or 14 and just filmed her life, which I don't know if this is what they had in mind or if it just, they, you know how some people are just like that?
Mm.
So that surprised me that you didn't actually like, there was voiceovers of like her dad and her mom and her ex-husband, who's a fuckhead, by the way.
Yeah.
Thank you. Voiceovers of them, but you never, it's like not like pieces to camera, like a normal documentary.
Yeah, and those really clean cut new docos where the expert sits down on the fancy leather seat.
Yeah. It was literally like you were seeing actual footage of her the whole time.
Yeah.
So it was really interesting, but yeah, it was pretty dark and like really sad.
So the wrap's off. We've made a decision the wrap's off.
I feel like the wrap's off. I don't think I can rap about something that's...
Yeah. Can I tell you something that's similar?
Oh, please.
I was asked to speak at someone's funeral.
Oh.
Which is, I mean, what an honour.
Yeah.
And I totally get the sentiment, but it's really hard. The sentiment was... we don't want it to be depressing. We want to celebrate their life.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, I get it.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, so can you like you know, do some jokes and like do this thing and like, you know, make it really fun and get the crowd like kind of all pumped up and stuff. And I kind of in the moment went, yeah. And then I was like, went home and was like, oh, I'll put some notes and have a think about what it. And it wasn't until then that I went, what am I doing?
How do I,
But it's like, especially because people who listen to this podcast, you know, a lot of dick jokes, a lot of silly puns.
But it's silly.
Yeah, yeah. But it is. And I was like, I feel like I'm disrespecting.
Yeah, you feel like you're cheapening, like,
yeah.
The thing. Yeah.
Oh, we're here to remember the life. So I was like, but how about that airplane food? Oh, right? Could you imagine? And like, if you get the crowd buzzing, is that what you want?
No.
But then if you tell jokes and it goes flat.
Which it probably would. Because everybody there is upset.
Are you going to be the biggest asshole of all time? Like, who was that guy? Because it wasn't.
Yeah,
it was,
who was that fuckhead that they got to speak at the thing? Yeah.
It was a family friend. Like, a lot of people there wouldn't have gone, oh, it's.
His son or something. Yeah.
Like, people wouldn't have known who I was. I was like a family friend.
Oh, no, that's weird.
Yeah. Right?
If it was like your. Like, God forbid, your mum or dad or something.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, obviously, that's Ryan.
Yeah.
Like,
that,
this is what they would have wanted or whatever. That's totally different.
And
you can't do jokes.
I don't want to. This. Oh, Tarpers, stick with me on this one. Because of. With Australia, you couldn't cross state borders during COVID.
Yeah.
I, like, physically, legally could not attend.
Oh, thank God.
Am I an arsehole for being?
No.
Because when that happened, I was like, thank fucking.
I don't think so.
Does that make me a bad person?
No.
Do you want me to do the top five now? No, good. No, no, just testing. Just checking.
Oh, my
good.
God. It's a really hard one. Like, I gave the eulogy at my mum's funeral.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Shit. What was that like?
Well, it wasn't funny.
No. Like, I don't think it's supposed to be.
You can't, like, and I'm obviously, like, you know, I like to think of myself as a pretty funny guy. Like, you can't get up there and fucking, like, people didn't even clap at the end.
Well, they're not supposed. I think that's the thing.
No, I know, but you kind of, like, when you're up there.
You need that clap.
You kind of want that, like, and no one's.
Even just because it's so awkward, like, can you just do something while I go and sit down again?
Yeah, but also because, like, you're nervous about speaking because you want to do a good job. So you kind of just want, like, to break the tension a little bit. And breaking the tension at a funeral doesn't really feel, like, natural anyway. But so I obviously – we're not going to do the rap because I feel like it's like Ryan making jokes at a funeral. It's just, like, not really appropriate.
What's your thoughts on the celebration of life versus – a funeral.
Well, I think I would prefer fun event where people remember good things about me rather than being sad. But also, like, I want people to have the opportunity to feel sad, like
just sit in the moment.
Yeah, like to appreciate it and not be like, we're all fine. It's all fine. But to, you know, have the moment to, and I think that that's why what people is for the funeral is, because then the wake is kind of when you're supposed to chat and make jokes and like the wake is the party after the funeral.
Yeah. 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 That's when you can let your
hair down. Yeah. That's when you're supposed to go, oh, remember how Liz always did that thing, or remember when she bought that car that she loved or whatever. That's not really what like the, so it's really hard, but, watching like that Amy Winehouse documentary though, I wanted someone to break the tension, but it also made it like so much more captivating because you're watching it and you're like, what the fuck is like her dad, like, so you know at the end when she's like, I really need help from you, can we go on this holiday? And he brings like a film crew with him on the holiday. What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know why I kept thinking about Britney Spears.
Oh, yeah.
Does that, like, the family always ready to, like, seize an opportunity?
To catch that, yeah.
To get a slice of the pie. And when your daughter is like, hey, I need your help, and they're like, cool, what can I get out of this?
Yep.
Did you get those vibes?
Yeah, 100%. And it was like, and I didn't get that vibe from her mum or any of her friends. Mm. Like her friend Juliet, I think that was in the film a lot. She was like just there for her, and they'd been friends since they were kids or whatever. But the dad, I got those vibes. But I actually.
Dad's be better.
After I watched the movie, I was doing some research because I was like, I just want to make sure that her fucking asshole ex-husband didn't get any money.
Yep.
And her mum and dad actually split all of her estate. So it was about £3 million.
Whoa.
And her mum and dad got like even each.
Yeah, right.
Which is like, I was just like, the dad didn't like, and maybe they had a great relationship at the beginning, but it feels like he just disrespected her a bit at the end.
Yeah.
And like she needed him and he was like more interested in what it could do for her career.
Yeah.
And that just like made me really sad.
I'd rather put you going up the wrong way, don't you?
Some like very cool new, because obviously she achieved a fucking whole lot while she was alive.
Do you love seeing those in the studio? I think I've talked about before my love of like the acoustic version.
Yeah.
Because there's something that like, oh, nah, you are good.
You're amazing.
You are like, there is a, because it's easy to go, oh, fucking Hollywood just promoted this guy and the marketing and blah, blah. Yeah. But then you go, oh.
Nah,
wow.
She's fucking incredible. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It blew me away.
Yeah.
Like, and watching the old tapes of her like at jazz bars and stuff, I'm just like, she's like playing guitar and like noodling around on the guitar and singing and stuff. It's honestly amazing.
I reckon most people would forget that every big music star had their first 50 gigs with four people there who didn't give a fuck.
Probably fucking more than 50 as well.
Right?
Yeah.
And to go, oh, you know, it's so easy for you playing in front of stadiums. Yeah, mate. But they like, oh, do you want to go to do this gig? No one's going to watch you and you won't get paid. And you're like, yeah, I do.
And you're really
and
doing
do
it for love then.
3 years straight and not get,
because you're just hustling and trying to.
Hey, I've got your love to see it because I feel like.
Oh, can I say a very quick fact about Amy Winehouse? In 2008, her album Back to Black was declared the second highest selling album in the world. And in 2009, she was in the Guinness Book of World Records for the most Grammy Awards won by a British female.
Incredible.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
You do love to say that. That's not my you love to say it, but you do love to say that. Good on you, Amy.
Just to change the tone.
Yeah, please.
Katrina Cirrus sends me a message.
Oh, little cloud.
Tarpa Karina. The female version of teabagging is a flappuccino.
Yep. Sorry, that was a thinker. Sorry. I literally was like, I don't get it. But tea... And like a cappuccino is also a drink. I get it. Yeah.
So I replied to Katrina, thank you. Tony will love this. Obviously, I was wrong.
Oh.
I'm glad.
Put that on the list of how Tony's ruined your life.
Yeah. How Tony ruined your life. Didn't appreciate the flappuccino gag, says Katrina.
I'm very sorry. Sorry. I did like it. It just took me a minute to get it.
Yeah.
I think I'm still on Amy Winehouse vibes.
Yeah.
You're doing jokes at the funeral at the moment and I'm just trying to get back up there.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Do I need to... Katrina lived a full life. Still does. She's
good on you, Katrina. Meow.
Tony and Ryan listener, and one day decided to send a message. I'm trying to build up to it, so it's not like as abrasive.
Okay.
And then she says,
"Yeah." What'd she say?
The female version of teabagging is a flappuccino.
Oh my God, Katrina!
Nah.
Wow.
What do you love to see, Tony?
Olivia Jorgensen, you love to see this. I love to see my new job with a great paycheck depositing into my account every 2 weeks after I worked my ass off in grad school in a pandemic to get my master's.
Well done.
Fuck, how good does that first paycheck feel after you've been at uni for a fucking million years?
Yeah.
And you're just like, fucking hell, how are we doing this?
How good is this?
Oh, my God. So, Olivia, you fucking love to see that and congratulations.
I think I have a question for the episode thread.
Oh, please.
What did you do when you got your first real paycheck?
Oh, my God. Amazing.
So, obviously, high school job, working at a bar, whatever. Yeah. But, like, that first, I don't want to say real job because I don't want to say the jobs we just mentioned aren't real. But, like, you know what I mean, right?
Yeah.
You finished uni. This is my career.
Yeah.
I'm not getting paid
or
per
maybe
hour.
The most you've got, like when you go, oh, this is what I've been working towards.
Boards,
you're like finally a manager at Coles or what, you know.
Whatever that moment was for you,
how
did you celebrate? How did it feel? Because I've got a story that ends in an awful way.
Oh.
Because I was with a bunch of young finance guys who all just got paid their first paycheck at the same time. And the night and the following day was, dare I say it,
harrowing.
Let's do that this week, though.
Stay tuned.
Let me know in the episode thread what you did and how you celebrated. Good, bad, small, big, whatever, just how it felt. And we'll get to that later this week.
All right. Love you. Bye.